USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
An Ethiopian Airlines flight crashed shortly after takeoff from Ethiopia's capital this morning en route to Kenya, killing all 157 people thought to be on board. Cause of the crash, still under investigation. According to the airline and state broadcaster, the victims were from 32 different nationalities. The airline's CEO.
We are deeply saddened. We express our sympathies and condolences.
The airline says among the passengers were 32 Kenyans, 18 Canadians, 8 Americans, and 7 UK nationals. Heavy winds and rain in Texas rattled both residents and windows over the weekend. These Mesquite residents spoke with KTVT in Dallas.
It sounded like a bomb went off.
It flashed across my phone last night that there was going to be a storm, but I didn't think it was going to be anything like this.
According to the National Weather Service, a tornado with winds between 75 and 85 miles per hour hit their neighborhood. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
The Venezuelan opposition and government loyalists held rival demonstrations in Caracas on Saturday as both sides prepared for what some fear could be a protracted power struggle. This unidentified protester tells CNN the U.S. should not involve itself in their problems.
We don't expect the U.S. or any other country. Venezuelans have to get out and fight for Venezuela.
The rallies unfolded as power and communications outages continue to hit Venezuela. Several dozen fishermen had to be rescued Saturday after being trapped on the ice at Catawba Island State Park in Ohio. ABC News 5 Cleveland talked to this fisherman.
As soon as we got our lines down, guys started screaming, and that's when we knew something had happened. When it happened quick. Everything broke off. That main crack, it broke off, and it was done.
The Coast Guard and local agencies rescued 46 ice fishermen from that ice floe that broke free. Another 100 people were able to get to safety on their own by swimming or finding ice bridges to walk across. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Classes are canceled Monday and extracurricular activities are canceled all week following a head-on crash that involved a school bus carrying members of the Kanawha Middle School softball team in Oklahoma. 3 people were killed, including one of the students. School Superintendent Corey Allen says the community is responding.
Probably what separates us from the rest of the nation is that when people are hurting, people step up to the plate, and that's what you're seeing here. I mean, there are a lot of people wanting to know what they can do, and right now there's not a lot.
A suspected drunk driver of the SUV and a passenger were also killed. As President Donald Trump prepares to veto an attempt by Congress to block his national emergency declaration to build a wall on the U.S. southern border, Republican El Paso Mayor DeMargo defends the president's attempts.
I've said on numerous occasions that a fence, and I prefer to use the nomenclature fence, is a part of a general strategy for the process of protecting our borders as a sovereign nation.
The Senate is expected to vote this week on the resolution, which passed the Democratic-controlled House last month. Presidential candidate and Democratic Senator Kamala Harris is on the 2020 campaign trail in South Carolina. She spoke briefly to reporters about lawmakers pushing to arm teachers.
I am not in favor of teachers having to carry firearms into schools. The people who take on this very noble profession, which is to teach our children, deserve to be able to do that in an environment where they are safe and their students are safe.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.